Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, you want to place a lion sculpture at the garden, at a garden, in Israel, is that right?
Yeah, we do. Actually, we want to put one in the Kerrville Garden, and we want to put one in Israel. And I designed a Ten Commandments monument. God spoke a word to me when I was out there in 2006, walking across the property. And as I looked out over the city of Kerrville, I said, "What do you want here, God?" I felt like the Spirit said, "I want a big Ten Commandments monument here with a lion." And so I started work on that in 2006, and as of 2017, October, we got it finished. And so now we've already put down deposits on the first line to go to Israel, number one. Then we're also going to put a lion sculpture in the garden. So if anybody wants to help us do that, we're Sherry and I are giving the lion at our cost, and we're giving the one to the Kerrville Garden as well. And but we need help with the concrete and the base and all that kind of stuff. So if somebody would like to help pay for that with us, we'd sure appreciate it.
Website, how do they get to us?
Yeah, just, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
And there's information there.
Yeah, we'll and
tell them how to
yeah,
get to you.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine, Roy.
All right. Every week we have a miracle of the week, and I look forward to this every week because it's always something special. Max, what's our miracle of the
week? Okay, well, you know, we have a lot of wild stuff happening. And, again, our roots are Southern Baptist, and God's not supposed to do the kind of wild stuff with us that he does. And but somebody didn't tell him, so he's been doing them. And we recently, I took a wonderful photograph of our pastor, David Danielson, who was one of the original seven founders. He has been on the show, Roy, David Danielson. And I took a photograph of him here recently as he was preaching. And one of those angel orbs appeared behind his head.
As you took the picture.
As I took the picture, and I've got this great picture. And what's remarkable about this one, it's half hidden because it's behind him, which proves it's not a dust particle because it's down behind him. But it looks like a halo. And all the ancient paintings that you see of Christ and the saints, they have this halo-looking circular thing, and I got a picture of it. Anyways, these angel orb things are showing up, and other forms of angels are showing up at the garden, and people are photographing them and seeing them. But this was a pretty remarkable picture, but it's the first one that I really remember was kind of behind the head, like the ancient paintings. It's almost like God gave the artist in the old days
a vision
of what that was, because these things reflect light. So anyways, I've got the picture, and we'll be putting it on our Grinder
website.
That is
a miracle.
It's pretty neat, and you can see them at the garden too. Just pray and say, God, show me an angel, and get your camera with the flash turned on and shoot the picture, and you'll see it.
Well, Max, we're honored to have Weldon and Esther Baker back this week. Welcome, Bakers.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Max, why don't you talk to them a little bit about those prayer rocks?
Okay, well, they're both on the board. They're trustees. But one of the great ideas that Jeff Anderson had was he felt like we were supposed to have a prayer path. And because what was happening was people were getting our white limestone rocks, they're finding magic markers or markers, and they're writing out their prayers on these rocks and just setting them all around the signs. And pretty soon there were so many rocks piled up, like hundreds and hundreds, you couldn't get up to the sign to read. And that's when God spoke to Jeff and said, you're supposed to build a path. So we built a path that goes circles the cross-shaped garden. I didn't know this. This is not in the original vision God gave me. You know, that wasn't my idea. But God speaks to anybody that'll listen.
Yeah, no, you kind of get the idea after a while.
And he uses everybody. But what happened is we got so many people using our rocks that we ran out of rocks on top of the mountain, if you can believe that, in the hill country. And I mean, it's like very common where we are in the Texas Hill Country, these limestone rocks. But we used them up, and we had to find a place that we could get them. And Esther and Weldon said, we got a ranch full of rocks, come get those. And so now we probably, you know, what do you think, Weldon, 100,000 or more of those rocks? Tell us.
Well, just counting the loads by pickup, I would say that we had probably brought up 60,000.
From your ranch?
From my ranch. Our ranch.
Now, something briefly that we were talking about earlier that you guys have just done. You've straightened this out a little bit and put some
mulch
in there, and showcase these rocks with their sayings. Talk about that briefly.
Yes. Well, it's a continuous thing that on the prayer path, because people are people, and they're going to just put rocks in different and sundrous places. So what we try to do is from time to time is to organize them so that they're more like pictures and placed so that everyone can read every rock that's possible. So that's a continuous
job. It's really great, because I had a chance to see it the other day.
Yes.
You've done a great job.
And what's on those, they're praises to God, where people say, God healed me, or God saved me, or then their request to God, like, God, please help my kids, or please help my dad, or, you know, whatever. And then we have, you know, amazing testimonies. Like one of the first prayer rocks that we actually saved, it said, thank you, God, for putting this cross here so I wouldn't commit suicide. And so we now know of 25 people
that
have canceled suicide after coming to that garden.
Yes,
but the prayer path has really become an attraction, you know, where families and mothers and grandmothers bring their kids, and they all make a day, and they decorate the rocks, and they go place them on the path.
Yeah, you never think that would happen, but it's become a destination thing. People come there to do those prayer rocks.
Yeah, do the rocks.
I've met them, talked to them, and they said, yeah, we came up here. Well, we wanted to see the cross, but I brought my friends up because they wanted to do a prayer rock.
Amen.
Yes, and what they do is a major attraction, yes. But what happens is they come up, and they walk through the tabernacle. They see all the sculptures. They go under the cross and do all the readings that's there, which is very inspirational. After they do that, the next thing is we got to do a prayer rock.
It's because it's like they feel they're not complete unless they do that, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's completion of their visit.
Exactly.
Sure. And it's kind of like the Wailing Wall in Israel.
Right. Exactly.
Where people write their notes and they put their prayers in between the rocks.
Exactly.
And so we don't have paper, but we have rocks. And so
it's
blessed thousands and thousands of people. So we thank you for giving your limestone rocks, little white, you know, like little tablets, for people to leave their prayers for the Lord. So thank you, Bakers.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Weldon and Esther, if you don't mind, and we'll start with Esther on this one, share a little bit about how you two met each other. Tell that story, Esther.
We met in high school. I grew up in Hondo, Texas. He grew up in Yancey, Texas.
Where?
Yancey.
I know where Yancey is. I've done a radio show from there before in the that old building there.
Yes.
And he came to high school. He had to come up to, what was that all about?
Well, it was very simple. I went through my junior year at Yancey, and we lost our accreditation because there wasn't that many people, students. So I had to go to Hondo High School to graduate as a senior. So I went from six-man football to 12-man football just immediately, which was very difficult.
Yeah,
very difficult. But that's where it really, just to add to Esther's conversation, I was a quarterback for the Hondo Owls football team, and I kept looking over on the sidelines, and I saw this pretty little cheerleader.
I bet.
And then I found out her name was Esther. Mm-hmm. That started it.
So you first saw her when you were a football player Hondo.
And
you
she
saw
was a cheerleader.
And you were a cheerleader for Hondo?
Yes.
Yes.
Hondo
Owls,
really? Yes. And I was a quarterback in football, and that started it right there.
And you've been together ever since?
63 years.
63 years.
A long time.
Amazing.
63 years.
You guys on the radio world hear that? That's still possible.
62
years. For God to bring you to the right wife or husband, and you stay married forever. The world didn't tell you that, but it's still happening. It's happened with the Bakers. Happened with Sherry and I, and we're blessed. When God sends you the right one, that's a good deal.
Just keep God in your life.
Amen.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What were you both like before you met Jesus?
I wasn't that good.
Had to get up and mow the microphone.
I wasn't that good. Esther will speak for herself, but I'll speak. She might not, but I'll speak for her. She was an angel. Played the organ in the church. Lived on the farm. Ran the tractor, gathered eggs, did all kind of farm chores, milked cows. She was been an angel. I wasn't an angel all my life. Like a lot of people, you fall. And like I said, I was baptized when I was 11, and then I got into the world, traveling, in the business world. And that's why it helps me so much today as a chaplain, because what better person to help somebody that has fallen is somebody that's fallen themselves. So you have experience. So you know that you have fallen and God brought you back up. Therefore, you can help other people when they fall get back up.
Esther, let's ask you, what was that like? He's telling his side of the story. Was that about it? True? Or did he? Is he off the path
no,
a little bit?
No, it's true. And with me, I feel like I grew up with Jesus. And I haven't had a big
godly
moment.
Godly parents. Yep.
But I feel like I'm glad I was able to help him. And
well, so God just used you, Esther, to lure him back.
Evidently.
See, because God got him when he was young, but he used a sweet young thing, which happens to a lot of us, you know, to get us back on track. And so you were kind of the bait that the Holy Spirit used to get welded back to serving the Lord.
Let me ask both of you this question, and y'all can both chime in. So there is a difference between religion and relationship. Well,
absolutely. What we have to remember, and I'm realizing that more every day, that you never, never let religion get between you and God. That's it. Never let religion get between you and God.
What do you think?
Well, I feel the same way.
Well, let me ask you this now. It's Martin Luther 400 years ago who explained grace.
Yes, grace. What we've done here is the Lutheran faith has changed to a point, and they're realizing it more every day, that you can pray to God directly any time and receive salvation with his forgiveness by the grace of God. And Martin Luther
started that
we can be saved by the grace of God, not by religion or works.
Weldon and Esther Baker, let me ask you this question, and I'll talk to both of you. What do you want our listeners to know about God? Esther?
Well, I don't really know how to explain that.
He's good.
It's good.
And he's good all the time.
Right.
And everybody needs him.
And you get peace from God.
Weldon?
It's very simple. It's so simple that most people miss it, that it's so easy to accept God and to live by his His grace and His rules, the Ten Commandments, so simple. God will save you. He will save you, and He will give you peace.
Anything else you want to share?
I just want to say that I grew up as a Lutheran all my life, and it was kind of hard for me to get used to since I've come to the cross, because we were quiet and we were reserved, and I'm having a hard time sometimes trying to chime in with the crowd.
Yeah, and that's understandable. But right. You see, you got the guy like in the Bible, it talks about the blind guy that gets healed. Mm-hmm. He's yelling at everybody. See, we got people on drugs and alcohol yes. and crime, and they're getting set free at that garden. They can't keep quiet. Mm-hmm. Jesus just healed them. Jesus just touched them. And that's a natural human response to being that radical of a change, you know? And that's why, Esther, some of those people are a little loud sometimes mm-hmm. because they just found Jesus and they've been living the devil's life all their life. And suddenly, but you grew up with a king, see?
Right.
That's the difference. You
that's
don't have
why.
To yell
because
yeah. you've been in his house.
What's wrong with me because I can't
Nothing.
Feel the way they do?
No, see, it's because you already know God.
See, and
I
had a problem when I first went up to the cross. I had just had shoulder surgery and it wasn't getting well. And Matt prayed over me so many times, and it's still not completely well, but I'm dealing with it.
And it's a lot. It got better too, didn't
it
you say
better,
that?
It got better, less
we got
pain.
Better, so there's a lesson there. Keep praying.
Max, you know, how do people reach us?
Just go to the website. It's the easiest way. www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Okay. Weldon and Esther Baker, Max and Sherry Greiner, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bakers.
You're welcome.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hope you're ready for some more visitor comments because, as usual, we have some great ones, and they're always so good, and we're happy when you send these in to us because we will read them on the radio. The first one comes from John Metter in Dallas, Texas. This is very much like a modern-day prophecy. It's a word that he got, and he felt strongly in his heart that he received it from God. And this is what the prophecy said. Tell Max that this is much bigger than he thinks. Besides reaching the lost and drawing the saved much closer to me in their walks, the gardens will also pull my church together. It breaks my heart to see my church fragmented, competing against one another, criticizing one another. This simply will stop, and the gardens will play a part. One body, one church. Amen and amen. Tell Max to just continue to be led and to walk in willing obedience. And so thank you, John Metter, for sending that in to us. Anonymous from New Braunfels left this comment. The cross. Never has anything captured my heart like the cross. Its beauty, its majesty. Oh, my pen is at a loss. But my dearest, sweet Savior found me at last. We had to suffer and let go of the past. God bless everyone involved in the Coming King Foundation, Hebrews 11:1 and Romans 12:12. Please pray for our family in New Braunfels that everyone will come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And I've got the next one from my very dear, sweetest, most wonderful neighbor, Shay Cowden, that lives in Kerrville. She's across the road from us. We met her in 1981, and I think so much of her, I named my daughter Shay after her. And Shay says, I went up to the cross. It was just amazing. The music was so beautiful, and the statues, wow. Beautiful, beautiful. Every time I go up there, it never ceases to amaze me. And the next one is Max. Thanks for sending me information about your amazing sculptures and prayer garden. I praise the Lord for the artistic gifts He has given you. And I am thankful that you are using them for His honor and glory. This comes from Dr. Dave Reagan, who is in charge of Lamb and Lion Ministries in Princeton, Texas. Max, when God made you, He broke the molds. I'll agree to that. and that is a good thing. It makes you unique. This comes from Roz Bell, who is one of our secretaries at the Coming King Foundation, and she is in the office and greets all of the people and helps us do everything that's necessary to run the foundation. My last one comes from Cindy G. from West Laco, Texas, and her comment was, "This place is just beautiful." And I'm glad that you tuned in with us today, and please come back again next week, and I'll have more comments for you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.